If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring
NEBCO
at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. I usually ask you the first question, but Bill has reserved the right for that. Bill, you have an important question to ask Sean off the bat. What's on
That's
your mind?
That's just a question, maybe a statement, Sean. I thought Sean got me with, what's that? I've been punked or pranked.
Yeah.
thought Sean got me. Sean's a good friend. Obviously, I've known him for years.
What happened?
I thought he got me. He set me up, I thought was a fake setup with a car dealership.
Okay.
With Koppel Chevrolet.
Okay.
And I thought the whole thing was, I go, Sean got me. They're going to, when I went there yesterday, I go, they're going to come out with cameras and laugh at me. And like that. The service at Koppel Chevrolet was so incredible. I thought I was being pranked. I did. I thought that they had hired actors.
You thought it was a gag?
I thought they had hired actors to come in and pretend that they were car sales company, and then they were going to come out and laugh like, that's not the price at all, buddy. Here's exactly what it is. And then you're already but no, it wasn't. It was the most incredible thing.
Nice.
Mike, Jay, Greg, oh, Koppel Chevrolet.
And what did how did Sean play a part in this?
What's that? Well, Sean's a big, he's part of their team.
Yeah.
He's part of
the
their
Koppel team.
Team, and he does their commercials for them. But I've never been treated so well in my life.
It's good.
As it was happening, I go, Sean got me. He pumped me. They hired actors to come in and play the part just to kind of fool me, and it was just who they were.
Wow.
Jake can attest that they're one of the original advertisers on the ticket. I mean, I've been doing the ads with Koppel since 2013.
God.
I believe when they purchased naming rights at that time for the studio, where they would like
That's
the advertising
right.
name. And then they've been on. I mean, and you can, it's rare for an advertiser to stay with a station that long, but it's been that effective for them.
That's
working
Jake
with you guys over the years.
We love Koppel.
Jake was in junior high.
He was Jake.
Jake was in the actress.
He was selling ads.
Wow.
from eighth grader selling ads. He's getting down to his dad was driving him down to Koppel.
Yeah.
We're doing contracts.
Hey guys.
I play tennis and golf. Anyway, thanks you, Sean.
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
Sean, we finally have an idea of what the spring game will look like on Saturday. We got some detail on that. I'm curious, though. We have a couple days now. Do you have any idea of how many fans to expect to show up at Memorial Stadium on Saturday?
No, it is funny, though. We're getting closer to this thing, and it's almost starting to be a spring game again. At first, it was just going to be kind of a skills deal and garage sale, but now we are going to get football, which I think is a positive in this thing. But, yeah, I mean, you'd hope maybe 10,000. I don't really have a great feel, and I don't know if they're going to offer out, like, where the ticket sales are at this point. But you hope that the weather is nice and there's a late push that they can get in there. But just the attendance around the country has been down everywhere for most of these events, outside a couple few. And, you know, I think Nebraska was not going to do a spring game and they decided a week ago that, hey, we're going to let these walk-ons and third-unit players have an opportunity to play 60 plays and get some more film out there. Because there's going to be about 20 guys on this team that are going to have to move on once the House settlement case gets finalized.
John, we'll also see second teamers. Okay.
Lower second teamers is my guess. I mean, like Jalen Gramstad's the number two quarterback. He's not going to dress. And some of those guys will be a part of like the skills competition. But I think it will be more of the lower second unit guys that play and something like this. I don't think you're going to see, you know, key second teamers, if that makes sense.
Okay, let's talk about our coverage plan right on the air. What if Sipple just said, hey, Sean, I'd like to write about TJ Lateef and Marcos Davila? I mean, would that satisfy you?
Something like the headline is sizing up Nebraska's quarterback picture for the future. I mean, that's probably one of the main angles that will come out of this game if those two young men get a lot of repetitions in playing time, and they need it. You know, so I was hoping we'd see Gramstad, but I get it. You don't want to play him out there. I just would like to see him more than what we've seen, you know, where it's just been kind of handoff roles coming in the game. And but, you know, he's their number two right now, and they obviously don't need to put him out there on tape. He'd be a graduate transfer, too. So if he looked really good, he'd be technically a free agent at any moment in the transfer portal. Which I don't think they're worried about, but I think that's the thought as a coach. You have to always think about situations now and how you want to handle things like these spring games.
After seeing Lateef, what a relief. That can be your headline.
You're really good at
headlines. He's all about headlines right now.
After seeing Lateef, what a relief.
I'll keep sending stuff to you, Sean, off air.
Hey, he's good at headlines.
Headline man.
Okay, Sean, speaking of headlines, yesterday there was a player that hit the portal from Nebraska, cornerback DeAndre Barnes. What have you been hearing about DeAndre Barnes? Tell us about DeAndre Barnes.
Well, he was on the depth chart last year, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he's somebody that was at least in the conversation and – you know, I just think for him, he must not have been in the conversation enough to garner the playing time and role that he wanted, and he's gone in the portal at this point. But he was a late add. You go back to the 2023 recruiting class, Matt Rhule's first year, they offered him in basically February. I mean, it was a late, late offer, which in the recruiting world now, you don't see that play out anymore. And that's pre-105 roster days. In today's world, there's a lot of guys that they took that realistically now wouldn't even get an opportunity to go to Nebraska just because of the limited numbers and how they're going to have to play recruiting. And, you know, DeAndre Barnes would have been an example of that. But he was a state champion-type speed guy in the 200-meter from Regis Jesuit, I believe, in Denver.
Yeah,
and
Colorado.
And he'll have some opportunities. But it's been quiet. It's almost been too quiet, which is crazy, because you expect something to happen here as we approach Friday.
So regarding that, Sean, Charmar Brown, running back from Omaha, North Dakota State, what's the update with him in terms of interest in Nebraska and mutual interest there?
Well, he's wrapping up things at Miami. You know, Cal and Kansas State are two other teams now on the market. You know, Gabe Irvin, it sounds like he got nicked up this spring, and Kansas State's trying to get another running back. Cal, as we know, lost all the running backs, so they're looking heavily. And obviously Nebraska. I mean, I think for Nebraska, it's as hard as they want to push. Like, are they going to push hard? And, you know, what will the market be set at? If Cal can say, yeah, you'd be our starter the minute you walk on campus and we'd have this much money to pay you, is he gonna look at something like that over – you know, what Nebraska is, because I don't get the sense Nebraska is going to overpay to get Charmar Brown. But if it could work out, yeah. And I do think he would immediately have a chance to be the number two and have a role this year with Emmett Johnson.
What do you remember about him at Omaha Creighton Prep?
He's physical. I mean, it's rare in Nebraska high school football to see running backs over 200 pounds that look like that and that can run like that, that are athletic. You know, and he did the right thing. He went to North Dakota State and he developed. He was a high level Missouri Valley recruit. All the Dakotas, Northern Iowa, they all wanted him.
Okay.
And he maximized those 2 years there. He redshirted, and then this past year went for nearly 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns. And now in today's world, that is probably a realistic path you're going to see players like Ike Ackerman at Omaha Central. He just broke Larry Station's shot put record. He throws the discus 193 feet. He plays basketball for Central, and he led the state of Nebraska in sacks at 6'4", 230. I can just see Coach Bush like, what's the issue here? I don't know what the issue is, but he'll go to Ohio, and you watch. If he plays well there, he'll be a marketable Power 5 guy. And that's probably the path that's going to happen. Because years before that, Ike Ackerman's at Nebraska. They figure it out. They have room. They make it work. Now they don't. And now you have to see how they develop before you can take those players back.
Back to Charmore Brown, Marty Brown. Like, so what was the hesitancy of power conference teams to take him out of prep?
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
I just think with running backs, people are very selective, and there's not a great track record in recent years of Nebraska high school running backs going in and being successful. I mean, his body of work as a local running back is as good as now we've seen in a while. I mean, Janovich and Zimmer were fullbacks, but we haven't really seen a true running back from the state that I can recall in a while, you know, be at this level where, you know, there were great ones for decades before that. I mean, Stevie Hicks, Danny Woodhead, probably David Horn were the more recent era ones, but there hasn't been very many if you think about it. But in the 80s and the 90s, as we know, there were running backs galore coming out of the state of Nebraska. I just think some of that hurts you a little bit. People don't tend to go to Nebraska to look for their running back. They go to places like Texas, Georgia, California, yeah, Florida, Ohio, you name it. And he had to go prove himself, and he's done that, won a national championship. Played in a good physical running offense at North Dakota State and also in high school at Creighton Prep.
Sean, I want to bring up this Iowa State matter again. I think we talked to you about it last week, but I want to bring it up again. Tell me what Iowa State has at quarterback now that they recruited Jet Tamala. They landed Jet Tamala, who's now, I'm going to say, he's the fifth Nebraska kid, state of Nebraska high school player in the Cyclones class of 2026 or 2025. What are we talking about?
Six.
2026.
Six.
So what do they got at quarterback?
Well, they returned their guy there, Rocco, who's really good. Mm-hmm. But then Alex Mansky,
yeah,
from nearby Ames, mm-hmm, is coming in as an Elite 11 four-star top player in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And then this next year, now after that, you're going to bring in Jet Tamala, the mm-hmm number one player in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And before that, they had J.J. Cole there, the son of Jamie Cole, who was a four-star. I mean, they've been kind of on a heater with their QB recruiting. And their other starter got wrapped up in that gambling thing a couple years back, and he went to Iowa Western, and now he's draftable out of Iowa Western and had a great year there. So they've done something right in Ames as far as what they've done with local quarterback development and recruiting. But, yeah, that Jet Tamala, Alex Mansky,
yeah,
QB room – there won't be too many in the Big 12 that can touch that. I mean, that's a really, really good pair of quarterbacks that are going to battle it out when those two guys get to Ames. But, yeah, Iowa State has been – I mean, almost like a pest or a nuisance, just what they've done in Nebraska, because mm-hmm. we've never seen an outside power program mm-hmm. be this aggressive. And they've recognized that Nebraska has kind of over-recruited their roster to the point where they don't have a lot of numbers. There's no wiggle room unless you just want to throw people off the boat. Mm-hmm. And Matt Rhule hesitates with doing that. So it's opened a window for them to come in and just, you know, it's like the door to the shop got left open. Just take what you want, you know, come in and grab it.
Interesting. Interesting.
Someone left the door open.
Door to the shop. Didn't lock it.
Damn
it, they got them all.
Open, just take them all.
Yeah, Iowa State guys are just roaming around Omaha.
Door's open.
With a trench coat full of scholarships.
I mean, that's what it is, though. Like, I've never, ever seen this in my history of covering Nebraska, where one team, I mean, they've made over 10 offers in the state to juniors, which is unheard of for Nebraska, let alone a team not from Nebraska.
Yeah, that's crazy, Sean.
Joined by Sean Kelly. And Sean, the NFL draft begins tomorrow. First round Thursday, second and third rounds Friday, fourth through seventh on Saturday. Will we hear a Nebraska player picked before Saturday or not?
Yeah, I think Ty Robinson is the one that could go maybe third round, but you know, I tend to lean towards Saturday. It's going to be a busy day where ideally you can get four. I mean, Nebraska has not had more than four draft picks in the draft since they've joined the Big Ten. Their final Big 12 season was that 2011 draft where they had several guys picked. I think it was seven. But they've had four a couple of times 2011. And, you know, there's an outside chance they could get to five. And Matt Rhule was quick to point out, hey, like, don't give us all the credit here. Like, almost all of these guys being drafted were recruited by the previous staff. So, you know, they did recruit some pretty good players here previously. It just didn't work out for them. And a lot of those guys are going to get their names called here this weekend.
I appreciated that, by the way, yesterday, Matt Rhule doing that. Said, this is, hey, he said, I want to make clear, this was the previous staff that brought these guys here. Staffs will sometimes take credit where it's not due. And he didn't do that, and that was good.
Last thing for you, Sean. Will you be a part of the media challenge at the spring game on Saturday?
Great question. Sean?
I don't know that. Sean? I haven't been asked to do anything yet.
Yes, you have. I asked you to do something.
Don't lie, Sean.
I asked you.
There's a first communion we got on Saturday morning at 10.
That is no big deal.
there's 90 kids.
They can video that.
So,
go catch a punt.
I mean, this thing, it's going to be a long service, and then I'm going to have to zip over there. And I don't think the football begins till 2. So I should be okay.
Yes, you should.
But with a Catholic First Communion service and 90 kids, I mean, you never know. I mean, this could be a 2-plus-hour deal.
Would you go catch a punt if you were asked to, Sean, at the spring game?
Oh, man, I don't know. Well, I'd like to know who else is doing it. If like, yeah, the other media members are like Damon Benning and you know, like people like that. I'm like,
how old are you, Sean?
44.
Ooh, you're getting up there.
Hey, you look 43.
Yeah, I thought you're 42, Sean.
Hey, at least Coach Bush and I got nice couple vehicles. I mean,
you do.
Sean, what do I put down for your number on? Because I'm in charge of helping out with the Omaha Gross fundraiser Saturday night.
This is Saturday night?
Saturday night, yes. And it's very intimidating because Sean's wife was the MC before. So now
My dad's wife.
Dad's wife. Okay. Still very intimidating.
Lisa's listening right now. She's like, me?
Me? But what they wanted to know what they can put you down when it's raised the paddle at the end. How much? Can you please text that to me so we have that number?
We'll have that private.
You bought a truck to donate.
I wish that'd be nice like that. But tell you what, I thought Sean pranked me. It was unbelievable.
Sean, got it going.
Always good stuff, Sean. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Line, Sean Callahan.
Ooh, that was a lot.
A lot of information.
That was a lot. DeAndre Barnes was a surprise to us going in. I think he's a corner. He's a long corner. And I didn't see that one coming. I still think there's another DB going in. And they got 25.
Well, what they can do, they being players, is they can put their name in on Friday. That's the last day. They can put it in. No one even has to know what that name is. And then they have the options. Yeah, it doesn't get announced. When all of a sudden the paper where they come into compliance and I'm gonna put my name in the portal. They do the proper paperwork. All of a sudden, they don't. All of a sudden, compliance doesn't call 10-11, doesn't get a hold of suits and say, "Hey, FYI, guy just left my office here 10 minutes."
This
ago.
Is where I can chime in. There's certain media guys who have, like, quote unquote, access to the portal. They'll see a name like.
No. It was, my point is, it won't even have to be. It won't even be posted in the portal.
They just start
when you enter. It's like getting your taxes. On April 15th, we used to be, hey, make sure you get it, you know, if you're into the mail by April 15th. That's what had to be in the mail. It didn't have to be there. So what I'm saying is they can go in and no one has seen it.
Okay.
And so they can always say they reported on Monday or Tuesday. Yes, they went in the portal on Friday.
Okay.
If it goes in the portal, people will see it.
Okay.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. There hasn't been a lot of activity. DeAndre Barnes took us by surprise. And I do expect another DB to go in.
There's your intel. There's the news. Thanks to Sean. Good updates here from him. When we come back, we got an update on who's playing in Ireland next year.
Yes.
Do Nebraska fans want to go back? We'll discuss that also next on an early break on the ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.